WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council has not reached a decision on closing at least two railroad crossings. At least two members want to go back to their districts and share information given yesterday during a workshop. Ruben Marine was not ready to say whether railroad crossings at Grosbeck should be closed or if the street should be rebuilt with traffic signals and new crossing arms.
If the deciding factor to close Grosbeck are the economics of Grosbeck to make it safer, then I think the citizens in District 1 are going to say, wait, we can't allot X amount of funds to make Grosbeck safer to keep open, but we can allot upwards to $6 million to implement a quiet zone, which is definitely going to benefit District 1. However, specifically, it's going to benefit the downtown area, the development of the downtown area.
The council learned their Railroad Quiet Zone Advisory Committee was unanimous in recommending closing railroad crossings at East 15th and Reed Street, but were divided whether to close the crossing at Grosbeck. Councilman Prentice Madison, whose district includes the crossing on East 15th, wants to take that to a town hall for additional consideration. Bryan School District administrators don't know when problems will be resolved with busing students.
The challenge is that every family's story is a little bit different with what they need for their particular child, or many times multiple children in the same house. We even have children in the same grade level in the same house that don't go to the same school.
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck reported transportation issues during Monday night's school board meeting, and yesterday she announced an outside expert has been brought in to assist with bus routes. She also said additional employees are manning the phones at the transportation call center, and more Bryan police officers are at various campuses to help improve traffic flow. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents will consider $115 million of new building projects on the flagship campus during today's public meeting.
That includes a $42.5 million music activity center, a $49 million agriculture building on West Campus that'll be the new home of the Department of Plant Pathology and Microbiology, $14 million of new heating and air conditioning systems at Clements and Hobby Hall dormitories, and a nearly $10 million upgrade to the campus thermal power system. Today's public meeting will be held in the Operations Center of the Brayton Fire Training Field starting at approximately 2:30. After the meeting, many will be heading to the main campus to participate in the grand opening of the six-year renovation of the Corps of Cadets Quad. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The oldest statue on the Texas A&M campus is not going away. The Sol Ross statue was dedicated in 1918 following his stint as A&M president from 1891 to 1898, and before that was a two-term governor of Texas. It was Ross's service as a Confederate general that led to questions about the statue. Current President Michael Young and A&M System Chancellor John Sharp both said Ross's statue is staying. Young said without Sol Ross, neither A&M nor Prairie View A&M would likely exist today. Young also cited comments made in 1897 by the chief administrator at Prairie View, who at the time reported to the president at A&M, praising Ross as an early advocate of the first state-supported historically black college. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. Be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hey, good morning. It's 7-Eleven, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
As I mentioned yesterday morning, we're becoming increasingly concerned about the potential for a tropical system to bring heavy flooding rains to the region as we get closer to the weekend. Again, we'll be monitoring this very carefully. Sunshine today, 95 to 100. Tonight, partly cloudy, maybe a shower or storm, 75 to 80. Partial sun tomorrow, the risk of a storm, 90 to 95. Afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible Friday, cooler, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Christian Kirk has been named to the AP preseason All-America team, which adds to his long list of honors. Meanwhile, the Astros dropped one to the Nats in Houston, while the Rangers couldn't get past the Angels and were pounded in Anaheim. And the NBA, the Cavs are shipping Kyrie Irving off to Boston. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Day yard 712. Again, not that they're more accurate than anybody else, but Weather Underground is saying that we'll get 4 inches of rain in Bryan College Station this weekend.
Yeah.
Which would be quite a difference, and we certainly need it for yard farmers like us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true, but, yep. You know, there are other farmers who do this for a living, and they're ranchers with livestock, and, yeah, stuff is down, so mm-hmm. we could get some of that. All right, hey, how's this make you feel? This is the anniversary of the end of the first Survivor, first edition of Survivor in 2000.
Huh?
Yeah. Remember who it was?
17 years ago. That was, what's that, Richard?
Richard Hatch.
Richard, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I've never seen the show. I've never seen a second of the show. I've never seen it.
I don't think I have either, and yet I still know that.
I probably watched, like, that season and a couple of the first ones.
I know they have, you know, torches at the end, and they vote people off, right?
Right,
yeah. Yep, okay. Do you remember where the first Survivor was filmed or videoed?
No, I don't.
Borneo.
Oh, okay. That's right, okay.
Yeah, Borneo, yeah. So there. And that guy won $1 million.
Wow.
I guess that's all gone now.
Yeah, he had those tax problems, right?
Oh, that's what I guess.
Yeah, I think he like went to prison or something.
Oh, yes. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, didn't survive that.
All right. Well, yeah. So there was no winner Saturday night. So the Powerball that's tonight is going to be worth a lot of money.
A lot.
Up to $700 million.
Wow.
$700 million.
Maybe I'll play.
Can't afford not to.
What does it cost to get up off the... Yeah, at what point do you get up off the couch and think... And is this the thing where the ticket costs $2 or $1? I'm not sure,
to tell you the truth. I have no idea.
At that point. And it's played in 44 states, we understand. And, you know, your chances are 292 million one. But you know, again, that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
I mean, you could split that with a lot of folks
and still have a lot of money.
Yeah, yep. Doing okay. So if you take the cash option, all you get is $443 million.
That's it?
Okay, yeah. Because you got to do the annuity thing to get $700 million. But you take $443 million and... If you just
and then do what?
Multiply times 0.6, and that'll tell you about how much cash you'll have after taxes, okay?
What would you guys do? That's what I want to know. Because,
oh, man.
Because here's the thing. You get a lump sum of a large amount of money, just pay everything off, right? Or you basically get a six-figure salary for, like, 50 years.
Yeah. Right.
Well, until they change the tax laws.
True.
See, that's what I'd be afraid of.
Would take it now.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah, just do that.
Take it now and manage it.
Drive down Texas Avenue and just...
Throw it out the window.
Fan it out, right. Just fan it out. We'll see how that goes. So we were talking a little while ago about the No Fun League.
Yeah.
Pro football might rule big-screen television sets in U.S. America, but it is a small screen and a smartphone that the National Football League is hoping to make use of to get into the Chinese market. NFL and Tencent Holdings announced a deal that will give the Chinese internet company exclusive rights to digitally stream games online for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. they plan to stream live games. Okay, now, let me see. What time does a game usually... Let's if one of y'all will look
time
up
difference.
What the time is in Beijing right okay. now, then that'll give us some sort of an indication. If it's 7 o'clock in the morning here,
mm-hmm.
then in Beijing
okay.
it's...
It is 8:16 p.m.
Okay, so what happens is, let's say that the NFL would kick off a game, what, 5 hours from now?
Okay.
Okay, so that puts it at 1 in the morning?
Correct.
Is that going to work?
I don't know. There's a lot of lights in Beijing.
That's
they stay
true.
Up at weird hours.
Yeah.
So my question is, if they're doing this streaming service now for these NFL games, are they trying to set a precedent so that they can bring it over here? Is it an experimental sort of a thing, you think?
What do you mean?
Like streaming the games over here.
Oh,
like,
they already do that.
They do that already?
Yeah,
that
they did that last year with okay. somebody. I don't know who it is, but they streamed some selected Thursday night games. That
Twitter.
Is on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Because our games came in on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday mornings, people were often displaced from their TVs, and so that's why they're working on a mobile platform. Again, is there a giant clamor for NFL football to be streamed in China?
I don't know. I can't. Well, I don't know. Okay. I've never been over there.
Yeah, I know. I understand. And most of the words they have are different than ours.
Yeah,
most of them.
Just saying. All right, 717. You can join us. You can call 979-695-1620. Well, you don't have to use a 979 unless you're from way out of town. But you, if you want to text us, you do that. If you want to call, then you don't have to use the area code.
Hey, speaking of Twitter, today, hashtag turns 10.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Hashtags have been around for 10 years today. They first appeared on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, hashtags have been around a long time.
Yes.
I know what you mean, though. They first showed
the
up.
The hashtag was born on Twitter 10 years ago.
The okay. child of the pound sign. Is what it is.
Do we know why they use that? Because, you know, the story that we have in our email addresses is the @ sign. And the reason they used that is because it was so seldom used in written word.
Oh, okay.
You know, the capital over the two on your keyboard. That's the reason that's in our email address, is because it's not used so often. So I wonder why they used the pound sign or hashtag.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they selected that particular symbol.
Yeah.
But the idea was just to kind of group things together.
Mm-hmm. So
but,
you could go find it.
Right.
All right, so have either of you guys done much voice-controlled shopping?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
And, you know, I'm guessing that in higher-density areas and that sort of thing, it's a deal. But this morning, Google and Walmart announced that they are joining into a partnership that will enable voice-ordered purchases from Walmart on Google's virtual assistant. They figure this is the only way they're going to be able to challenge Amazon. Now, to give you an idea, the Walmart-Google partnership comes as Amazon continues to expand its share of online purchases. In July, Amazon claimed nearly 45 cents out of every dollar spent online. Think about that.
Wow.
45 cents of every dollar spent online, Amazon gets a piece of. Okay?
Wow.
Walmart, by comparison, gets... 2 cents. 2 cents out of every dollar. So they feel like they got an opportunity.
Amazon's
but
killing it.
How stunning is that? Now, again, they don't make 45 cents of every dollar, but of 45 cents of every dollar that's spent online, they get a piece of. They're doing something. They're either doing the logistics to get it to you. They're processing the order. They may actually be selling it themselves, but somehow, some way, 45 cents of every dollar goes to Amazon. So Walmart figures they need a bit of that.
Yeah.
Consumers will be able to order Walmart goods from the retailer's stores by speaking to Google's virtual assistant, which sits in phones, Google's voice-controlled speakers, and other devices. And Walmart said it'll... listen to this. Walmart said it will share consumers' purchase history with Google.
Imagine that.
So if you think you're annoyed by those pop-up ads now...
Just wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As they say it, though... This will, quote, ensure users quickly reorder items. Primary function of voice control order is commodity shopping. And so, for instance, if you buy some kind of toothpaste and you order toothpaste again, you'll get the exact same brand unless you tell them something different.
Toothpaste. No. I don't voice control anything.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I don't even talk to text.
Well, the increasing importance of voice shopping suggests that Walmart and Google need each other to compete against Amazon. Mm. Voice control ordering is a small but rapidly growing share of online sales, according to analysts. Amazon effectively invented voice shopping, which allows shoppers to easily order goods like toilet paper or diapers, thanks to Amazon's vast data set on customers' past purchases. So there you are. You're going to start talking to the wall one of these days, and the next thing you know, your toilet paper's at your front door.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so there you are. So Walmart and Google getting together to try to go up against Amazon. Or you could go to Walmart possibly in the future and get a loan.
Really?
Ooh. Yep.
Upstart, getting into the banking business.
Upstart financing firm Affirm Incorporated is in talks to offer installment loans to Walmart store customers, according to somebody who's a part of this.
Well, they know their market, I guess.
I guess.
You know, but I got a question. You know, they're only making 2 cents out of every dollar online, so how are they going to afford to pay for these loans?
Well, that's,
Walmart.
They are Walmart. They got plenty of money. The financing at first would be available in select locations to certain customers online, though it could expand later if the program proves successful. Affirm's loans would largely be geared to costlier Walmart items like tires and other purchases over $200, as a person who's familiar with this. Installment loans designed to be paid off by a certain date generally do appeal to shoppers who want to spread out their payments over time. Yeah. Okay, so you've gotten your loan and you're behind on your payments and you try to check out, and right there where everybody can hear you.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
So yeah, there's your milk and strawberries sitting right there at the checkout counter, and because you haven't paid your loan that you owe to Walmart, you can't do that.
And then do you take it back to the milk and strawberry aisle?
No, I think you just turn around and leave.
Get the other guy to do it.
Yeah, but don't worry. There's a camera watching you the whole time. So there you are. It's Walmart and Google getting together to go up against Amazon. And then Walmart will go ahead and give you a loan as well. All right. So how you feel now?
Just another reason not to go into Walmart.
That's right. Millennials, famous for their job hopping and love of avocado toast, are the happiest generation of workers, according to a new survey.
Mm.
Really?
Okay.
The research found that just 8% of those 18 to 34-year-olds consider themselves to be unhappy at work.
Maybe because they haven't been working long enough.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking. By comparison, 16% of those who are in the 35 to 49 bracket consider themselves unhappy, mm-hmm. while if you're 55 and over, it's 17%. Broadly speaking, the survey found that workers tend to get more jaded as their careers progress.
Well, yeah.
Which is going to have a negative impact on how you feel about that. But I'm just glad to hear that when it comes to dissatisfaction, millennials are not number one.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Normally they think they are, and they usually are, but in this case, not so much. Oh, did we talk about Simone Biles yesterday?
Day before, I believe.
Day before.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, gold medalist Simone Biles has a boyfriend named Stacey Irvin.
Ooh.
Do we know who that is?
No, but I'll look him up.
Okay. The duo made their relationship Instagram official apparently on Monday afternoon. They have lots in common. They both have a passion for tumbling. And he tagged along as her date when she was inducted into the Gymnastics Hall of Fame. Is he a gymnast person?
Oh, okay.
Is that it?
He's a Hall of Fame gymnast, I guess.
Hello.
Yay, I'm in the top 17% of something.
Oh, there you go. Those would be the 55-plus who are not happy with their job. Okay, well, you get to be one of those. So we had know anything else?
I don't know. It doesn't really say much about him. It just shows a couple of pictures.
And again, it's because of her that it's a deal, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he could be anybody. Yeah.
Well, how many other gymnast Hall of Famers can you name?
Yeah, that's true. All right. Now, and if you remember last week, Chelsea pulled us into the world of housewives, Real Housewives.
Oh, okay? Yes.
Now
yes.
we understand that. Okay, so if I say to you Ramona Singer.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Okay. Well, inside
she's on the New York.
Yeah, New York Post show. Page Six gossip column says that Ramona Singer has parted ways with Steve Gerber.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and apparently it's a very recent split because they were actually at a big do in the Hamptons over the weekend. So if you need to, I think you were telling me that you have a friend and y'all will sometimes talk about television. So if
yes,
you want to,
I will.
If you want to tell them about that, so
right.
you can break that news.
I didn't even know she was. Well, the problem is they shoot these things, you know, months before they air them.
Yeah.
So it's really hard because, you know, they'll be talking about one thing in the show, but, you know, in real time. Like they're already broken up or they're already,
they, well,
you know.
Well, they need to change their production schedule,
I
clearly.
Guess, yeah. because, yeah, I had not heard of this person.
Needs to be a real-time. See, didn't know about him, and now he's already gone.
And now he's already gone. Yeah. And then we'll see him in the next season.
The news cycle is so fast.
I
All
know.
Right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. It's changeable weather, it looks like, because we got this stuff going on in the Gulf, and they think it's going to come visit some rain on us, which would be an okay thing. Now, today's still the same, about 99, heat index around 106. And then tonight, a 30% chance of showers in the forecast, up to 40% tomorrow and on Friday. Then Friday night, 60%. Saturday night and Sunday, 70%. And we're talking a few inches of rain. If it holds, we'll see. Right now, 76 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The wacko far-left mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, is a bitter critic of President Trump. He recently vowed that New York will remain a sanctuary city no matter what the president or the attorney general says. Apparently, some New York City cops see things differently. The mayor had ordered that federal immigration officials are to be contacted only when an illegal immigrant is accused of a violent crime. But recently, two nonviolent illegal immigrants were given up to ICE by the New York Police Department. One of these illegals, the guy deported in the past, was accused of rubbing up against a woman on the subway, a misdemeanor. The other guy has a standing deportation order and is accused of burglary. The NYPD reportedly alerted ICE of their court appearances. A police department spokesman tried to downplay the whole thing, insisting that de Blasio's sanctuary policies were not compromised. We don't know what'll happen to the cops who ratted out the bad hombres. Depends on how vindictive the mayor is. But we have learned something. While rubbing up on women in subways and burglary may not be big deals to the mayor of New York, there are still some cops who take those things seriously. Thank goodness. It still doesn't resolve the problem, however, that New York is trying to harbor bad guys to the detriment of their own population. Go figure.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the explosive, all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-605-1673. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now, 800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you?
It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District's new superintendent continues to apologize for snags in busing students. Christy Whitbeck initially brought up what she called transportation issues during Monday night's board meeting. Then yesterday, Dr. Whitbeck issued a statement announcing the hiring of an outside expert to provide assistance. And she says Bryan Police has placed additional officers at various campuses to help improve traffic flow.
I would advise if they choose to drive, any carpooling they can do. Every less car we have in the carpool line helps our efficiency. Sometimes the cars are so backed up that means the buses are waiting to get into the school.
She encourages parents to use the district's online TransFinder system.
Many of the calls are people who have not gone on and logged on. But if you log on and you just place in your address, I know I did it to see how it worked, it'll tell you the schools in your area, and it'll tell you where the bus stop is and what the bus number is.
Whitbeck says additional employees are working at the district's transportation call center, which followed call volume so high it impacted phone lines around the district. The Bryan City Council has not reached a decision on closing at least two railroad crossings. At least two members want to go back to their districts and share information given yesterday during a workshop. Prentice Madison wants to ask District 2 residents about closing the crossing at East 15th, which is used by hundreds of vehicles a day, along with spending millions for a downtown quiet zone.
There's one committee looking at it, and then we're being presented a presentation, but it's not like council is really sitting there seeing, you know, what is really this beneficiary to the citizens of Bryan. So I think it's something that I would really be interested in us really taking a look at before we, you know, just dive into it.
Ruben Marine also brought up the downtown quiet zone and wanting to hear how those living in District 1 think about either closing or rebuilding railroad crossings on Grosbeck, which sees nearly 8,000 vehicles a day.
If we can't allot certain funds to keep Grosbeck open, keep it safe, but we can allot $6 million to implement a quiet zone, the citizens may have an issue with that in District 1. So that's something I would want to talk to them about before deciding on that.
Six members of an advisory committee were split on what to do at Grosbeck, while the group unanimously recommended closing railroad crossings on East 15th and on Reed Street. A two-vehicle head-on crash yesterday afternoon on FM 1179 east of Bryan resulted in the death of one driver and the hospitalization of the second driver. The Texas Department of Public Safety identified the driver who died as 26-year-old Michael Olert of Bryan. The driver who was hospitalized, 32-year-old Barrett Dietz of Bryan, is listed in stable condition. DPS reported Olert was driving a car that crossed the center line and struck an oncoming pickup driven by Dietz. The collision closed the highway in the Steep Hollow area for about 3 hours. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents is being asked during this afternoon's public meeting to approve a new academic program with a grand name on the flagship campus.
President Michael Young proposes something called the Center for Grand Strategy at the Bush School of Government. That's dependent on a 5-year, $12 million grant from the Charles Koch Foundation. Young says the purpose of the center is to foster, examine, and disseminate innovative, theoretically, and empirically based U.S. grand strategic options that would directly promote the security of the United States. In other business, the regents are being asked to approve a 17-page document that spells out the operation of what will be called the Gateway Education Center that's under construction at the new Rellis campus. The agenda also calls for the regents to dissolve an advisory body at A&M's campus in Galveston, which is controlled by the flagship president. According to Galveston's website, there are 49 people listed as members of their board of visitors. And following a 4-month delay, regents will consider extending the contract of Chancellor John Sharp. Regents meeting in the operations center of the Brayton Fire Training Field starting at approximately 2:30. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Any questions about the future of the oldest statue on the Texas A&M campus have been answered. President Michael Young and A&M System Chancellor John Sharp both say the Sol Ross statue is staying. That follows questions because Ross was a Confederate general before serving two terms as Texas governor and 8 years as A&M president. Young pointed out when Ross was president, that included Prairie View A&M, and Young cited statements from Prairie View's chief administrator that Ross was an early advocate of creating what was the first state-supported historically black college. Young says they will also look at other historical artifacts to assess what he called their consistency with A&M's core values. The Sol Ross statue, which was dedicated in 1918, is where students leave pennies and other gifts for good luck when taking exams. The items are collected each semester and donated to local charitable organizations. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team. And we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
You have a choice when choosing end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley offers hope and brings comfort to you, your family, caregivers, and friends. Hospice Brazos Valley's licensed professionals provide grief counseling, support groups, and individualized programs that help navigate the grieving process. Events are available to all in our community and are free to attend. Hospice Brazos Valley, the preferred hospice choice for Central Texas residents. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Good morning, 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
As I mentioned yesterday morning, we're becoming increasingly concerned about the potential for a tropical system to bring heavy flooding rains to the region as we get closer to the weekend. Again, we'll be monitoring this very carefully. Sunshine today, 95 to 100. Tonight, partly cloudy, maybe a shower or storm, 75 to 80. Partial sun tomorrow, the risk of a storm, 90 to 95. Afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible Friday, cooler, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, junior wide receiver Christian Kirk has been named the AP preseason All-America team. Meanwhile, the Rangers were trounced by the Angels in Anaheim, while the Astros fell to the Nationals in Houston. And Venus Williams' cell phone records will be turned over to attorneys in an investigation of a man's death in a car crash with the tennis star. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, we haven't had time to do it, but I promise today we will. We'll go ahead and talk about the North American Manure Expo.
Oh, good.
Because finally.
It's closing today.
A stinking good time.
I know. Can you imagine the breakout sessions they have there? You know, you're walking through the hall trying to find that lecture that's supposed to happen at 2:30 this afternoon on manure of the future or whatever it happens to be. So, anyhow, we got that.
Lots of interesting conversations,
Sure. Beloit College in Wisconsin, you don't know them for any other reason than now. Every August, they release their annual mindset list for this year's entering class of first-year students that will end up, well, theoretically being the class of 2021. Some take longer than others.
Right.
Students heading into their first year of college this year, mostly 18, mostly born in 1999. Mm. So with that in mind, yeah, I know. With that in mind, they are the first generation for whom a phone has been primarily a video game, direction finder, electronic telegraph, research library, and others, in addition to actually being a phone.
Right.
To the people who are freshmen this year, eHarmony has always offered an algorithm for happiness.
Oh.
Peanuts comic strips have always been repeats.
Oh.
Yeah. The world has basically been floppy-less. No floppies, okay?
Yeah.
You know what a floppy
except
is.
Except for a flip-floppy.
That's right. They've always had emojis to cheer themselves up.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is doubtful that they have ever even heard a modem in real life.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Amazon has always been around for them. Zappos has always meant shoes on the internet.
Yeah.
They've always been searching for Pokemon. By the time they entered school, laptops were outselling desktops.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Whatever the subject, there's always been a blog for it. Bill Clinton was always just Hillary Clinton's aging husband.
Wow.
And reference from yesterday, for the kids who are starting college now, Justin Timberlake has just been a solo act.
That's crazy.
Super weird.
Yep.
I know.
Yep.
You hate
they don't
that.
Even know who NSYNC is.
How would they know?
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Hater, that's a dating app which can potentially help you find that right person based on hating the same things that you do.
Right.
So Hater used that data for all sorts of users in the U.S. and extracted the most hated foods in every state. The most hated foods in every state.
Okay.
All right.
For instance, and it makes perfect sense to me, in Kentucky, the most hated food is hummus.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
North Carolina is cottage cheese. In Michigan, it's cold pizza?
Really?
Wow.
Cold pizza is great.
In North Dakota, it's tapas. They don't even know what tapas are up there, do they? Montana, you've got my heart because it's pumpkin spice anything more than anything else. In New Mexico, it's chicken nuggets. In Oklahoma, it's veggie burgers.
Oh, yeah.
We want the meat.
Yep. Yeah. Not surprising, in Arkansas, it's cilantro. They don't even know what that is.
No.
They should know. Missouri is rather strange. The last bite of a hot dog. How does that ever come in?
That's not a food.
No. In Nevada, it's LaCroix, the water.
Oh.
Okay. In Washington, and this makes sense, in Washington, the most hated food is Keurig K-Cups.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's busting in on their Starbucks
on their Starbies.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's bad for the environment, too.
That's right.
That's
a bunch
true.
Of hipsters up there.
Yeah. In Louisiana, it's cookies with raisins.
Okay. Too healthy.
Oh, yeah. In Texas, it's steak cooked too well done.
Oh, yeah. Medium rare.
If you needed another reason to just scratch your head at anything that happens in California... The most hated food in California, according to Hater, is Chick-fil-A.
Ugh.
What?
I hate them.
In what world? I mean,
how?
In what world?
And again,
they?
Not like a food. That's a restaurant.
Yeah, and but that maybe it's just what they stand
for. It's just,
for.
Yeah,
shut
sure.
your mouth, California.
Yeah. Whatever.
Amazing. All right, so we were talking a little while ago about how...
Go eat your contaminated Chipotle.
Do that, yeah. Google and Walmart getting together to try to go against Amazon because, it's just Amazon's taking over the world. More people are buying groceries online through all sorts of services, including Amazon. Even some grocery stores are delivering now. Some people think it is a lazy millennial thing, but it turns out it might also help you lose weight to buy your groceries online. Researchers... And you know, I guess everybody's got the curbside thing going on now, pretty much, right?
Yeah,
HEB does that here, and Walmart does that here. So you're basically shopping online there, even in a market this size. So Researchers at the University of Albany released a study this month that found you're less likely to make impulse purchases when you shop online. That would make sense, I guess. Mm-hmm. Usually means things like chips and candy and other junk food. They have college students rate how impulsive they are. And they gave them about $50 in virtual currency and had them shop for groceries online. Across the board, they made healthier choices than when people shop at grocery stores.
And that makes sense because, you know, you go to certain headings or whatever on certain pages and, you know, you're looking for dairy, you go to dairy, you go to, you know, if you're looking for meat, you go to meat or whatever. You're not going to the pantry section where they have all the chips and stuff unless that's what you're specifically getting.
You're not casually wandering through.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't catch your eye.
Well, and, you know, they're not giving free samples online either.
Right.
True.
Across the board, they had healthier choices than when they shopped actually in person at the grocery store.
That makes sense.
And how impulsive they were didn't matter. Even the most impulsive ones did not buy as much junk food.
Yeah.
Well, kind of makes sense. You constantly are tempted, again, because of those things that are out there. And because when you are shopping online, you are searching for specific products that you want to buy.
Yeah,
right.
See?
Rather than you were just walking by and the smell of the Oreo. Well,
exactly.
The smell of the Oreos, but it'd be something like that. But that's somewhat interesting, and I presume that that segment of the market's going to continue to grow,
mm-hmm.
which will mean that the junk food people will have, the purveyors of junk food will have to come up with
new
things.
Ways.
New and interesting ways
something
to make us
to
fat.
That's yeah. right. Scratch and sniff on your computer screen. How's that? 747.
My wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take her old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl. Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jack Rabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I love old homes, and there's something special about a building that stood unmoved for a century while everything around it changes. It reminds me a lot of strong marriages. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Old homes have unique character. The walls usually aren't square and the floors roll and dip. But what they lack in precise construction, they make up for in charm. They're like stepping into a time machine. You can imagine generations of families running up and down the staircase or laughing at the dinner table. If the walls could talk, the stories would be endless. But that rich history would disappear if not for thoughtful caretakers. A home can't withstand decades of sun, rain, and wind without some attention. Cracks have to be fixed, siding repainted, and the roof kept weathertight. Because if the home deteriorates and is lost, so are the memories connected to it. Which brings me to marriage. A strong marriage impacts a family for generations. And for a marriage to endure, you need thoughtful caretakers. When cracks appear in the relationship or the paint peels, the answer is not to level it and start over. It's to give it the loving care it deserves to restore it back to health. In the end, that work will make for a family of character, a legacy worth the effort. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788. 888-852-4788. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at Park at Traditions.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, Texas A&M junior wide receiver Christian Kirk has been named to the prestigious Associated Press preseason All-America team. The 2016 Southeastern Conference leader in receptions, Kirk is also a preseason first-team All-SEC selection at three positions. Kirk and the Aggs kick off their season in less than 2 weeks as they face UCLA in California on Sunday, September 3rd, and you can catch the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. At the Little League World Series, the question now is not whether anyone can beat the team from Greenville, North Carolina. It's whether anyone can get a hit. Teams from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Rancho Santa Margarita, California, were unable to do so in the first two rounds. It's the first time at the Little League World Series that a U.S. team has thrown consecutive no-hitters. Next up is the tough team from Lufkin today. The winner of that game advances to the U.S. bracket final on Saturday. Meanwhile, a Houston-area school district will hold its first game next week in its new $72 million football stadium, believed to be the most expensive high school stadium ever built. The 12,000-seat stadium in Katy will be the home field for eight high schools in the district. Soccer will be played there, too. In Major League Baseball...
1-1. Bregman hits this one in the short left field, coming in and making the headlong diving catch is Kendrick, and that is the ball game.
Matt Wieters hit a two-run homer. Howie Kendrick had a two-run triple, and the Washington Nationals beat Houston for the ninth straight time, 4-3 in a matchup of division leaders. Game two with the Nationals is tonight at Minute Maid. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Anaheim...
Swinging a high fly ball deep center field. The Shields going back on this. He's back to the track at the wall. It's gone. A three-run home run for Albert Pujols.
That three-run dinger from Pujols made him the major league career leader in home runs by a player born outside of the United States, and the Los Angeles Angels beat the Texas Rangers 10-1 last night. The Rangers face the Angels in Game 3 of the series tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 9:08 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, Commissioner Roger Goodell has declined to confirm reports that he and the league are working on a five-year extension. Goodell told a fan forum in Detroit that the two sides are having discussions and we'll see how they go. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Boston Celtics are giving fans another reason to tune in for their season-opening clash on October 17th. The Cavs are shipping Kyrie Irving off to Boston for Isaiah Thomas in a blockbuster trade of all-star guards. Cleveland also gets forward Jay Crowder, center Ante Zizic, and a 2018 first-round draft pick. In West Palm Beach, records from Venus Williams' cell phone will be turned over to attorneys representing the family of a 78-year-old Florida man who died after a June car crash with the tennis star. Jerome Barson's family sought the records to find out if Williams was on the phone and distracted just prior to the crash. And ESPN broadcaster Robert Lee will not work Virginia's season opener because of recent violence in Charlottesville sparked by the decision to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. A spokeswoman for ESPN says Lee has been moved to Youngstown State's game at Pittsburgh. The network says the decision was made, quote, collectively in response to the events in Charlottesville simply because the coincidence of his name. Lee, by the way, is of Asian descent and is in no way related to the Confederate general. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it. Time now for the deal of the day, and it is a 2016 Ford Taurus SE, the V6 automatic, one owner. It's black. Low miles, too. Only 15,000. You can pick this up for $18,994 at Team of Navasota. Team Ford of Navasota, located on Highway 6 in Navasota, of course, right next to Sioux Falls Prater. Or you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
Grazing and hunting leases have historically been done on a handshake in the Brazos Valley. But in today's world, it is important that landowners and producers develop written lease agreements to protect the interest of both parties. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension will be offering a free rancher's leasing workshop on Friday, September 1st from 8:30 to 1:30 at the Hildebrand Equine Center in College Station. Lunch will be sponsored by Ag Workers Insurance. Please RSVP to Tiffany at 806-677-5600 by August 25th.
Come out to the country this afternoon and play some games at Peach Creek Vineyards. It's game day slash night. They open at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and they provide board games for you. They have yard games as well, or you can bring your own. But the whole idea of everything that you do at Peach Creek Vineyards is just to be out in the country, to enjoy yourself, enjoy the pond that they have out there, enjoy the trees, and enjoy the vineyard. And mostly enjoy your friends and wine all together at Peach Creek Vineyards. Now, they're open Tuesday through Sunday. During the weekend, they're open from 1 to 5 on Friday, Saturday noon to 6, and Sunday 1 till 5. The tasting room, if you want to sit in their air-conditioned tasting room, that gives you an opportunity to also try their wines there in a climate-controlled situation. Reds, whites, rosés, and specialty wines are available, too. And, of course, they have a gift shop, so if you have a friend who's wine-centric, then you can find just the right item for them, too. But most importantly, plan to stop out and see them. And if you've been there before and you'd like to rent the pavilion and you're not a member of the wine club yet, then do that. If you join the wine club, you get a discount on wines and also on the facility rental. More information, it's available for you at peachcreekvineyards.com.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Call the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Albert Pujols is just amazing. I mean, he is really amazing.
Yep.
I hold a rivalry against him because of what he did to the Astros back in the day.
Oh, he did the same thing to the Rangers. I mean, you know, it really didn't matter.
Brad Lidge was never the same again.
No, he wasn't. You're right. He really wasn't. Did you know that he hit a grand slam and turned an unassisted triple play in his first college game?
Wow.
In his first college game?
Yep, no. Absolutely.
Where'd he play?
He played at Maple Woods Community College in Kansas City.
Right, of course.
So there, we knew that, right?
Wow.
He hit 466 and had 22 home runs. What you also didn't know about Albert is that he scored 100 on his citizenship test.
Wow.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Not bad at all. Couple of minutes still. The Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. So Variety Magazine or newspaper, whatever it is, has released a report on TV salaries. The one big takeaway is that people who are on Big Bang Theory make way, 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 way too much money.
Yes, agreed.
Jim Parsons and all of those people, the major stars, make $900,000 per episode. That is $21.6 million for that. And they still got time to do other stuff. But the five biggest cast members of soap opera with swords, like Kit Harington and all those people, mm-hmm. Peter Dinklage, he's one of the biggest because he's shortest. No. Anyway, they make $500,000 per episode, and since they only do seven episodes, they only make $3.5 million.
Oh.
Now, HBO
and
pumps a
Big
lot
Bang
of money.
Big Bang Theory is like 30-minute like short episodes.
Exactly. Yeah. And the deal is, from a production standpoint, I mean, soap opera with swords costs a heck of a lot more to produce.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory is on a set. It's basically like filming a live play.
Yep.
Whereas
yep.
Game of Thrones or soap opera with swords is on location in exotic places.
There you are. Elsewhere in the report, ABC says that Roseanne Barr and John Goodman are getting $250,000 an episode for the Roseanne revival.
Oh.
So that'll be $2 million. $250,000 is the amount for the Will and Grace revival. So all of those people will be making that 16 episodes. So that'll be $4 million. But let's talk about serious money, okay?
Okay.
Matt Lauer over on the Today Show makes
right.
$25 million.
Wow.
That's the same amount Katy Perry is going to make to be a judge on American Idol this season, $25 million. Judge Judy, $47 million. Not bad.
Not Jeez. At all.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, gosh.
$50 million a year
wow.
to do that. Uh-huh.
And she's still got her movies and stuff,
yeah,
too.
That's right.
And so, CoverGirl.
Just $50 million, okay? All right, they tell us the rain's coming this weekend. Keep your fingers crossed. It's 76 right now at 8 o'clock. WTAW College Station.